think we're sitting on the threshold of a planetary heart attack, and I think we get closer every day. The 500,000 people in Cape Town, South Africa today are counting down to day zero, or the day their tap water runs dry. We are moving pathogens and vectors and animals and plants across the globe from one continent to the next. Scientists estimate by 2050, there will be more weight from plastics than from fish in our oceans. Yes, the heart attack is coming unless we make changes now, today.
You're listening to the Public Health Insight Podcast, your go-to space for all things public health and global health, from the Sustainable Development Goals to the social determinants of health, as well as interesting dialogues about the diverse career opportunities that exist in these fields. Remember to subscribe to the podcast and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify so other people like you can benefit from our content.
Before we move on, it is important to note that the views expressed in this podcast are our own and do not necessarily represent any of the agencies or organizations we work for or are affiliated with.
Hey everyone, my name is LaShawn Benedict, and I'm here to talk to you today about One Health. According to the CDC, One Health is an approach that recognizes that the health of people is really closely tied and connected to the health of animals and our shared environment. One Health is an approach to designing and implementing programs, policies, and research in which multiple sectors can really work together and achieve better public health and global health outcomes. In late 2021, Public Health Insight had this event called One Health Connect, and this served as a platform to highlight the importance of transdisciplinary approaches to address present and future challenges that threaten animal, human, and environmental health. Today, we want to focus on the animal portion of this One Health triad. And to do that, we're going to share a snippet of some of the great work that Dr. Sharon Deem has been working on over her career. For those of you who may not be familiar with Dr. Deem's work, she's the director of the St. Louis Zoo Institute for Conservation Medicine. In addition to global One Health and conservation medicine research projects, Dr. Deem is training the next generation of One Health practitioners, and in 2018 and 2020, Dr. Deem delivered epic TEDx talks on One Health.
Well, folks, I think we're sitting on the threshold of a planetary heart attack, and I think we get closer every day. The 500,000 people in Cape Town, South Africa today are counting down to day zero, or the day their tap water runs dry. We are moving pathogens and vectors and animals and plants across the globe from one continent to the next. We have created areas like the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, an area in the Pacific Ocean twice the size of Texas with our plastic waste. Scientists estimate by 2050, there will be more weight from plastics than from fish in our oceans. Yes, the heart attack is coming unless we make changes now, today. The warnings are out there, so we have time.
Dr. Deem has worked for the Wildlife Conservation Society and the Smithsonian National Zoo as both a clinical zoo veterinarian and a field wildlife veterinarian. She also has worked in the Galapagos Islands as a veterinary epidemiologist for the Zoo's Wild Care Institute Center for Avian Health in the Galapagos. Let's hear more.
Wonderful, thank you. I just wanted to share my path into One Health. And so both from the educational side and more the experiential or personal side. So I am trained as a veterinarian. Animal health has been in my blood since day one, I think. I also have a PhD in veterinary epidemiology, and my career has really been focusing at that intersection of animal, human, and environmental health. I've been a private practitioner in the U.S. I've worked for some of the most amazing zoos on the planet, both with collection animals as well as free living animals. And over that time, I've been fortunate to work in many places around the world and a number of years in academia training the next generation. But I also must say my real path started with television in the 70s. I grew up watching Tarzan. I also grew up watching Jane and her career. And then lastly, I have to say, I knew medicine was always in my blood. So a number of poor stuffed animals, which we call plush animals now, had a number of veterinary and doctor surgeries performed on them. So I really think the educational and experiential side of just growing up and seeing the concerns of the world really put me on this One Health path. But I also did grow up in the 70s, and that was the decade where we first saw this amazing planet, this living planet. Rachel Carson had just written or published her book, Silent Spring, and the environmental movement I remember so well in my teen and college years and really helped move me into this path in One Health. But why One Health, right? Why this amazing conference and the many different One Health venues we have around the world today? And unfortunately, it's a crisis-driven approach now, right? We know we have these shared greatest threats that are impacting the health of humans, animals, plants, our very existence on the planet.
Some of those greatest threats include climate change, biodiversity loss, emerging and re-emerging infectious diseases, land degradation, human expansion, food security, pollutants, wealth inequality, science denialism, and there's so many more.
I will say my PhD really was focused on the food security question. And really my career has been generated, I think, by seeing the real loss of biodiversity that is being experienced around the world today. This WWF report from last year, Open Access Online, it reminds us how we humans have led to the loss of extinctions, extirpations, population declines of animal species around the world for sort of this list of the usual suspects, right? So that really has been what has targeted my focus within One Health. So now, as was pointed out before, I've been fortunate for the last 10 years to run a program at the St. Louis Zoo, the Institute for Conservation Medicine. The mission statement, we very much take this One Health approach for wildlife conservation, human public health, and environmental sustainability. And increasingly, we are seeing NGOs and other organizations that are having the ability to form these One Health programs. And I'm just going to share quickly the three focuses, I would say, of where my career has taken me over the last decades. And, you know, the bottom line is wildlife conservation and health, with emphasis on this interconnection across that triad, has been what directs the work I do. And I'm going to share three parts of that, which I think are all really important as we work within One Health. So much of what we do is just what I call boots on the ground research. Much of this is health assessments, health surveillance, looking at some of the disease and threats that are impacting the ability for conservation of biodiversity across the globe. The second part is outreach has become increasingly important, I think, in this day of misinformation and disinformation. I think appropriate and proper outreach and education is going to be the key to moving forward to answering the solutions to some of those greatest challenges I presented before. And then lastly, all of this really is not going to get us anywhere if we don't move it to action. And for my group, for the people I work with, conservation action is really top on that. And I share just one example of work I've been doing with our PhD student on antimicrobial resistance in the Galapagos Islands. But I think the real point is we take our science, we publish it, we do outreach and education, but we really have to use that to make the recommendations, make the management changes that are so important if we are going to have that science turn into conservation or public health action. In summary, I hope I really have looked at my career from a One Health perspective, even before the term One Health was assigned. So my patients include this beautiful bull elephant in Gabon. There's a snare around his leg. We're in an oil field. He is my patient. These children around a park where I work in Madagascar, they live on the edge of this national park. They are my patients as well. And lastly, I really think we all, whatever discipline, whatever part of One Health is our passion, have to look at it as planet, as patient, as the ecosystems, the very ecosystems that give us life and health are our patient as well.
Dr. Deem emphasizes the urgent need for a One Health approach due to the interconnected threats facing humans, animals, and the environment. And this includes climate change, biodiversity loss, infectious diseases, and much more. Dr. Deem also ends with a call to action, stressing the need for proactive steps based on scientific research and education to address challenges in conservation and public health. Something that everyone should reflect on is viewing the planet as a patient and advocating for the protection of ecosystems essential for life and health.
Thank you for listening to the Public Health Insight Podcast, your go-to space for informative conversations, inspiring community action. If you enjoy our podcast, be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. See you in the next one.